Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the road after the All-Star break. I'm in Philly all week. Luke is on vacation. The Orioles are off. The Ravens are getting ready to play. The World Cup is about to take to the pitch this week. We have a big golf tournament in the UK. I'm going to have some fish and chips proper here this week as well. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We will be at Pizza John's next Friday, reviving the Maryland Crab Cake Tour in Essex. John Allen of Stone Horses is going to be my guest and my pal. We're going to talk about ripping down East Point Mall. All of it brought to you by our friends at GBMC, keeping me alive and well as Farnan and Dermer. They are the comfort guys on the hot days, 410-367-7777. They can take care of you. Been a couple of weeks since Leonard Raskin has taken care of us. He has been in, he has been out, he has been watching all sorts of sports. Last time I had you on, we were talking about the World Cup and whether we were going to get into it or not. As I remember, I didn't watch some of the earlier games. I told you I started to get sucked in. And then once it gets to like the quarters, I find myself opening my calendar and putting the game times in because some of the games were 3, some were 5, some were 9. They were all over the place. So I calendared it, and it's been a beautiful American tournament, I think, here the last couple of weeks. And I know you've witnessed a lot of it. You're not like a soccer guy, right?
Absolutely not a soccer guy, but I like great sports, and it has been. Some of these games have been quite amazing. I gotta say, I spoke to my sister. She is all about soccer. She's all in on the World Cup. She watches the Premier League. She gets up Saturday morning to do it,
Your
Sunday
sister knows
morning.
I like her, so you know
There you
she
go.
knows this. So,
So she told me, she said, the reason that you don't like the World Cup, well, not that I don't like it, but not into it, is I don't know the personalities. That because these guys play, the same teams, it's kind of like she likened it to Olympic hockey, where these guys are playing for their country, but you go back a couple of weeks and they're going to be on the same team again, and they're all this kind of stuff. I said, okay, I can get that. So I have no idea who the personalities are, but I did recognize
you thought
Thor.
Mbappe was a Hanson song, right?
Right, the Thor, the new Norwegian god. I recognize Thor, and
Well, he's out of the
these.
tournament now.
Right,
He did a
he's
good
now
job.
out. He's now out. And no, I know who Mbappe is. I know who that is. But I thought the number one leading scorer in soccer for the last, 20 years was Pele. That's
You
my.
thought Messi was what happened when you eat crabs at
Right,
Costas.
right. When we eat crabs and don't have the right paper, we get messy.
I get messy, right?
But I'll tell you what, these guys
You
are.
know, Messi is sponsored by Hard Rock. Like when I'm in New York, like the Hard Rock, the Hard Rock, not hotels, the
Cafe.
restaurants, cafes.
Yeah.
That Messi is a spokesperson for them, and I'm thinking they have a Messi burger, and I'm
Unbelievable.
thinking I've had a lot of Messi
Right,
burgers.
right. But never there. Never there.
Every
But
good
it's
burger I've ever
been,
had was Messi.
there's been some good soccer. I got to tell you, I did watch our USA's last game. It was rather disappointing. I could see that guy running for the goal to head that ball right in. I don't know why two defenders that he went right between didn't check him into the next row. But they didn't even touch the guy. And hey,
They
I
didn't
don't
check him
understand.
because it's not hockey.
I know. I don't understand all the fouls and the falling down. I thought I was watching an NBA game there for a minute, with everybody taking a dive on the pitch.
Think
But
about that sport before the replay and how it's like hand checking in basketball or the strike zone in baseball or
right.
pass interference in football. Like, you know, it's very shades of gray. But
Yeah.
the part about replay that I've noticed in this tournament, and again, I'm not a guy watching soccer
Right.
365 days a year. I sort of helicopter into these events, and I remember watching these back in 98 and 02 when all these pretty boys were diving, and
Right.
you would go back and see the replay and see was it or biting each other. I saw Suarez the other day.
Oh my
So,
God.
right?
I
So
missed that.
all of this old school, well, Google Suarez biting Uruguay. It'll all
Oh
come up,
my
trust me.
goodness.
It's like Hands of God with Maradona, these iconic soccer things are,
Right.
but I would just say for the fouling and for what is a play on the ball or a kick on the ankle or a
Right.
tap on the toe,
They're awfully
all the
close.
replay
They're
now, you can
awfully
watch it
close.
and you can see who's diving and who's not. And the other night they won 11 on 10 because that dude dove, and I love
Right.
that. I
Right,
love that
I
they're
get
getting
it.
the calls
Well,
right
like
in soccer. I love that.
the referee goes over, does this box. I don't know what this box is. I guess that means he's going to look at it
That
on the
means he's going to
TV.
look, go to the porno booth, or the, excuse me, the replay booth. Correct.
And then he comes back and says, no, that wasn't a goal because he didn't do what he was supposed to do. Or this guy pushed this guy. You know, he barely pushed him. He went flying like he got shot. So it's no goal. I'm like, okay, I get it. I get it. That's
Well,
what
you
you
know
got to
what? And
do.
no matter what country that the guy's from, even like if he's from Venezuela or Colombia, looks like me,
Right.
they do it in English. So the Republicans are going to love that.
Right.
They
Hey.
always say the replay in English. So
It's
I do.
an English sport, I
It's an
guess.
English. It's a
We've
British
taken
sport.
over. We've taken over. But here's the thing I don't get. So we've got
France can
now
win this week, but we're not going to do the
in
PKs in
French.
French.
Not going to do it in French like we're in Montreal. That's right. So here we go with now the final four is upon us. All right, I get it. Best four teams, highest ranked, I don't know about best, highest ranked four teams in the world for the final four. I get it. And then, as you said, Ness, I take out my calendar, and the games are Tuesday and Wednesday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm thinking, do they want us to like this sport or what?
Well, they're doing it for the Euros in the world because the audience
Because
is
it's the middle of the
bigger in
night.
that part of the
I
world.
get it,
The
but for
audience is going
us,
to be bigger in Africa and in
I
Europe.
get it, but for us, it's like who's taking off work to watch the World Cup? Is anybody doing that this week
Well, I'm going to
coming
be,
up?
here's the interesting thing. I'm going to be on the field Tuesday, and some people may hear this later on, but I'm going to be at the All-Star game. I have
Yeah,
our credential. Thank you, Major League Baseball, for being professional. So I'm going to be there Monday and Tuesday. Tuesday is the pre-game. For the I'll be on the field literally in Philly. I know where I'm going to be. So this
Well,
Spain France game, but
they're going to put it on
Wednesday,
the big screen, aren't
I'm going
they?
to stop everything. I don't
Come on,
know.
there's no way.
It'll
There's
be on
no
the
way.
sports bars in the back and whatnot. I mean,
Right.
Spain and France,
It's going to
listen.
be huge.
Wednesday, this Argentina England game,
It's going
when
to be
I think
righteous. It's
I
going to be
want to talk about
righteous.
my buddy Billy Ronson, who played for the Blast
Yeah,
and he
I
passed
remember
away.
him. I remember
Ronson
the
was
name.
British, and
Sure.
Ronson
Yep.
was my
Yep.
mate and my friend. I liked him because we were the same height. Ronson was this, just like every British person you've ever met. It was the most important thing in his life, like that they would
Absolutely.
win the World Cup since 1966, all of that.
Football is life. I saw that on Ted
On
Lasso.
behalf of like, and Argentina's already won, and you know my soft spot for Argentina.
Right, well, they're going
France
for
and
a
Spain have
repeat. They're
already
going for the
won in my
repeat.
lifetime. I'm all in on England. I really want England to win the cup. I do.
Okay. Well, they got a tough game.
They're all tough games.
Argentina just finds a way to pull it out. They go wait till extra time and then they act like they haven't shown up for 90 minutes. They play 5 minutes of ball and they score three goals. It's insane.
That's how good
It's
they
just
are.
insane. They just turn it on. Boom. We're done. We'll just jog around for 90 minutes and then 5 minutes we'll play like it's the last 3 minutes of an NBA final and we'll win.
I have a room. We always talk about the American dream, what you do. Let a Raskin here.
Yeah.
Tell me what you're doing with money and whatnot, summer. Do you got any advice, anything like that? Because I'm about
Hey.
to tell you that I have a soft hotel room on Sunday night, this Sunday night in New
Yeah,
York,
yeah.
to go up to New York.
It's the final.
Bon Jovi's on tour, or not tour, he's playing in New York. You
Okay.
know, this voice and down an
Is he
octave.
playing
He's
the
playing the
wedding?
garden.
Is
He's
he
playing the
playing the
garden.
wedding? The big wedding?
The wedding's already over with.
I know. I'm just kidding.
That was Stevie Nicks. Stevie Nicks did the wedding.
Did Stevie Nicks do the wedding? I
Stevie
didn't know
Nicks did the
that.
wedding.
I did not know that.
And your
I just
Charles
heard.
Barkley turned down the invitation. You saw that, right?
I just knew that Adam Sandler did the wedding. That's all I knew about
He.
the wedding.
That's great. Isn't
Adam
that awesome that
Sandler.
I had the guy who officiated the Taylor Swift wedding on my show a couple times.
What is
Adam
up
Sandler's
with
been on the
Adam
show.
Sandler? I didn't know he was a rabbi.
I
I didn't
thought he
know they
might have
were
been a priest.
Jewish.
Yeah, I
I
didn't
didn't
know
know
he's
they
a
were
priest.
Jewish. But he's Jewish.
He's a
So
Dudist priest.
there you go. The dude is a priest. I mean, the dude is a rabbi or Jewish, and he's doing a wedding at Madison Square Garden, the royal wedding of the year that no one knows anything about, has never seen anything. But anyway, Bon Jovi's playing the garden. Okay.
Well, he's playing the garden on the day that the World Cup. You do know the World Cup final is
Yes,
in New
is in New
Jersey.
York. Well, right, the
Right. I
getaway.
mean, so
Yes.
like New York on Sunday,
Yes.
especially if the British are in, but even if the Argentines are in, it won't matter. I went to the World Cup 8 years
Is the
ago. The
game Sunday?
game is Sunday. The final is Sunday afternoon.
Okay, so you can do a double header.
Correct. I
You
could
could
go up
do
to New York in
some
the morning, hang out in New York all
stalker.
day, watch the soccer match. No, I'm not going to the match. It's $10,000. But
Right.
I'm talking about being a part of New
Right,
York
sure,
and like into it,
the
right?
crazy. That's
And
right.
then
You
when
could
the
find your
match is
way
over
in.
at 6 o'clock, I'll go
You
see
could
Bon
find
Jovi.
your way in there. Who knows?
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. This is why I need to save
Yeah.
money
Did you
and have
see
an American dream.
Alexi Lawless? Is it Alexi Lawless
Yes.
who said he's not gonna stop calling it soccer and say that they play on a field and the score is 1-0. He doesn't care what people think. That's
Games, matches, what do you call it? You call it a game, right?
yeah, but I think he's they call it the pitch and it's 1-0 and they call it football and he said no, it's soccer and he's not gonna change. I think he's the one that said that, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, either
Thought
way,
that was
that would be a great American tradition to call it soccer, right?
right. Hey,
We have a thing
but
called football here, and it starts in 2 weeks.
that's right. And it's football. It's for real football. So anyway, what we do is we help people get to New York for the final game. I mean, my goodness, can you imagine? I've been watching the thing that I've been watching more than, well, not more than the soccer, but as much as the soccer are these fan on the street interviews. Have you seen these things?
Where they're
These
coming over here and eating food and stuff like that?
foreigners love ranch dressing. They love Buc-ee's. They're in love with Walmart. They can't believe the number of choices and the size of the stores and the how friendly Americans are. They're like having a ball meeting Americans. And one guy, a couple guys have said, if you want to see what America's about, go over there. If you want to hear what it's about, listen to the news. But these people, you talk about the American dream, Ness. You said it. The guy, this is their world. There are people over here. I've seen interviews with people. They save 10, 15, 20,000 euro, pounds, whatever, their lifetime, these guys in their 30s and 40s, to come to America to watch the cup,
Well, say what you
to
want about
watch
these
the World
criminals at
Cup.
FIFA, but if you are that guy, if you're
Right.
the Ravens fan who
Right.
is the fan of Morocco and you're Moroccan or you live
That's right.
here or
That's
you've
right.
made your fortune somewhere and you have a little bit of money, to think about, do you want to go in your World Cup experience in your lifetime, if you're that person, are you
Right.
going to go to Brazil in 14? Are you going to go to Russia in 18?
Are
Are you
you
going to
going to
go to
go to
Qatar in 22? No, you're
Mexico or
probably looking at all of that and saying,
New
when the cup
York?
is in America, I'm going
That's
to go to
right.
America. And they were saving for years and years because
That's
I'm
right.
seeing these ticket prices, Leonard.
Oh,
And
it's
I
insane.
literally,
It's
the one match
insane.
that I looked at, and I admitted this to my wife the other day, that if somehow Colombia had won and played Argentina, I've never seen Messi play when he was here
Yeah.
last month. I thought to myself, that match in Kansas City that happened on Saturday night, I believe, over the
Yeah.
week, Friday night, Saturday night over the weekend, it was Saturday night. Either way, that match, it was like $1,500. It went down to
Right.
like 800 or 900 because nobody from Switzerland's here to go. It was all Argentinians. They've already spent 1,000 on this match, 2,000 on that match. They're
That's
flying
right.
from Miami to Kansas City to Guadalajara to
It's
wherever they're
amazing.
going.
It's amazing.
And I would just say, like, I had thought about, like, could I sneak into one of these games for $500 or so?
Right.
And whether it be worth that or not to me or anyone else, I'm never going to another World Cup match. But I've been to the World Cup and I
Right.
found my tickets and I even
I
sent it over
showed
to
you. I
you.
saw, I saw, I
I went
saw.
to USA, Italy. I went to Germany in
Yes.
2006. It did not cost me a fortune to go. I
Right.
had some
Right.
flights. I went and we had a hotel room in Amsterdam 20 years ago.
Yep.
But for these people living their dream of coming and
Absolutely.
seeing their soccer team
Spending
play,
for their soccer team.
we've seen that over the last month. We wonder who these people
That's
are
right. And
that are
it's been
chanting.
incredible, the nationalism, so we talk about the American dream. We talk about helping people save money, invest money, protect their wealth, do the things that they want to do. So if it's that once in a lifetime trip, or if it's that every other year vacation, or every year vacation, or putting the kids through college or retiring, we help people do with their money that which they don't understand. And Ness, I'll give you an example. Just recently, in the last 30 days, so this doesn't happen right away. You'll understand this when I say it. It doesn't happen right away. Somebody owns a business, and they've been in that business for a long time, and they're thinking to themselves, either I'm tired, or I've had enough, or I'm getting too old for this, or whatever. My kids aren't interested in the business, and it's time to move on and do whatever's next in life. And so they think about selling their company. And we've worked with now three of our business owners that we've worked with for 20, 30 years that have exercised that opportunity in their lifetime and a once in a lifetime opportunity to sell their company.
Exit
And
strategy, right?
absolutely. And I tell everybody when people call me, when somebody calls me and says, "Hey, I'm thinking about I want to sell my business. I was introduced to you. What do I do?" I say, "Well, let's get together and maybe 3 to 5 years from now you can do that." People think you could do it right away. It's a slow, long process. It doesn't happen fast. Unless there's some crazy buyer that just wants you, then that's fine. But these people I've worked with for 25, 30 years, and they've now had the opportunity to exit their business, receive
Well,
that
they've been focused
incredible
100% like
check.
me on growing my business.
That's
I haven't
right.
spent my whole life focused on selling my
That's
business. I
right.
focused
But
on
you
building it,
have to get
right?
it ready for that. And then when it's time and that opportunity presents itself, you take advantage. And then you sit back and you think to yourself, what am I going to do now? What's this next step, part, place in my life going to look like? And that's an interesting thing for anybody who's about to or coming up on retirement. Being financially ready is what we help people do. We also help people get emotionally and psychologically ready. Because if you're not, you just wither. You got to say, okay, what am I going to do next? Am I going to volunteer somewhere? Am I going to watch the kids, the grandkids? Am I going to travel? Is there something that keeps passion and purpose in my life so that I don't just wither away not doing anything? And so these people are financially ready, they're emotionally ready, they're psychologically ready, and it's a beautiful thing. And they have the opportunity if they want to go to the World Cup. If they want to watch the Ravens in Brazil, if they want to just take a trip because they want to take a trip or take the kids, both of them have said, "Hey, we're going to probably take the kids and grandkids on a grand cruise or a grand American, world tour, whatever it may be." This is what we work for. And so we help people get their financial house in order so they can have the life they want now, the life they want later, and one doesn't sacrifice for the other. And I see these people that are here from, it looks like, all over the world, talking about their Argentinian dream, their
Well, you're
French
about to be
dream.
that guy to go to Brazil, right?
I am.
Did you get your visa together for
I am.
Ravens?
I'm working on that. That's the last thing we have to do is we had to go online, upload some passport information. It takes about 2 weeks to get that back. We've got till the end of September, but I ain't waiting to get it all in order, and we're waiting for the, I guess it's the equivalent of the Brazilian State Department
And you're
to.
only going to Rio and back. You're not doing anything else down in South America?
Correct. We're hanging out on a planned trip with a group. We're not going solo. I don't know anything about it. I don't know where to go, what to do. So we are going to go with a planned trip where we're going to be hopefully super safe, hang out on Copacabana Beach, check out the stadium down there, and
I'm going
watch
to
the
teach you a word.
Ravens.
You ready? You ready? We're going to learn some Portuguese. You ready?
All right, go ahead.
Obrigado.
Okay.
Obrigado.
And
Thank
what
you.
is
That's
that?
thank you. Just thank.
Obrigado. Thank you.
Obrigado. Obrigado.
I thought
Obrigado.
fogo de chao was what I
No,
needed
that means I want more meat. That's green or red. That means more meat. Leonard Raskin is
More meat.
here. I think he's a medium rare guy, and I know he has his crabs large over at Costas. He's Raskin
Amen.
Global. They handle the American dream. My American dream could include Bon Jovi this week. It will absolutely include Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson before the month is over. It might include a World Cup championship, which can't be bought, I would say. So a big week of World Cup, and the Orioles are on a four-game winning streak. I'm going to
For
say
the
that as
first
much.
time,
I'm going to say it as much as I'm not doing a lot of radio this week. Luke's on base. Four
this
game winning streak. Four
season.
game winning streak. I just want to say it a lot. Four game winning streak, just so I can get it all in case there's not another one.
Hey, 4 games for the first time in the season, which means anything from here is a record for the year.
So anybody that listens to the station this week, Luke and I got together at Fadley's on Friday and we did a whole All-Star game. I broke out all of my All-Star game passes and showed all of that. I was in Philly 30 years ago with Earl Weaver, so it's a big thing for me. And He was pissed off after the Cubs thing Thursday. They moved the game. They got,
Right.
you know, they lost. We did a segment on Thursday. It was his last segment before he left. And he was all full of fire before he had his pizza down at Wildwood. He's like, go sweep the Royals. Prove something to me. Go sweep the Royals.
And
So I'm going to
sure
cut it
enough,
out. I want to cut that little piece out and put it out on social media where
that's
he
right. Make it a
challenged the
repeat, a
Orioles.
repeater. Just make it a repeater.
Luke dropped the mic, went to New Jersey, and said, I'm out of here.
And sure
Sweep the
enough,
Royals. And the Orioles did.
sure
So
enough,
they're
they
on a winning
did.
streak. So I
They
want to give them.
pitched some good ball. They hit some good ball. They still fumbled the ball like Lamar in the playoffs.
I'm
I
going to work on some Brazilian hints for you before you go to Rio. You can reach Leonard Raskin at Raskin Global. He's back. He's feeling good, ready to go in Delaware on the beach, sunning himself. And you already got your purple on. You're ready. You're
I'm
ready for the
ready.
season. I can
I'm
see this.
ready. I'm ready for the Ravens. Yeah, I think it'll be fun. It should be a good year. And as we said at the beginning of last year, I believe it's Super Bowl or bust. And then we didn't even make the playoffs. So I had some interesting conversations with a few guys recently who said to me, what do you think we were talking about Harbaugh and the playoffs and the kicker and all that. And I said, I think if they'd have made that kick, we might just be in another year, John Harbaugh, and another year the same as the same. And I think the fact that they missed the kick, didn't make the playoffs, gave them an opportunity to clean house and do what they do. And we'll see. Who knows what this new coaching staff is going to be all about? I know. I did read. What is it? What OTAs? Is that what they're called?
28, 29 is where we start. Yep.
Yeah, they are like morning only. Right? They're not going to be doing afternoon in the blazing sun training or something. They're going to be doing morning practice or something of that
You know,
nature.
this, that, see the differences between Minter and Harbaugh.
Yeah.
That's going to be just the tone.
Right.
The way he greets the media, the way he talks to the fans, the whatever all this is going to be,
We'll find out.
I can't wait. And I, you know, I
Right.
certainly hope the baseball team can crawl back in. The trading
I hope
deadline's
so.
here.
I
Hey,
hope
look,
so.
I would say nothing else. And you've been my friend for a long time, handle my money, sponsor all that stuff. You know how I feel about sports and about the Orioles and the
Yeah.
Ravens in a general sense about community. You know how I feel about government and FIFA and the Peace Award and their criminality. And we went through all of that. But I'll say this, the sports part of this for me in the last couple of weeks, even just the
Yep.
last time since
Yep.
you being off the grid here the
Yeah,
last couple of
yeah.
weeks. My wife caught me sitting here staring at World Cup with my glasses on, like not on the screen, just watching the
Right,
television.
right.
And she's like, you're like really watching this. You're really into
Right.
it. And I'm
That's
like,
it.
I watch sports professionally my whole life, but shitty baseball and lousy football and a hockey team, no offense to you and the Capitals, that don't really matter in our community in the
Hey,
way that
they've
I
right.
wish
You're
they
right.
did.
You're
You
right.
know, like,
They've
so to
made some good
actually be
trades.
engaged in some silly Morocco France match
Why
and like
not?
really be enjoying sport again, that's been a joy for me to watch soccer the last
There
couple
you
weeks. It really
go.
has been. And
It's
you know,
as a
soccer's not
fan,
my
right?
primary.
But as a
It's been
fan.
a wonderful thing to see people cheering their community, their culture, the team, the highs, the lows, and even feeling like the diving kind of stuff. The soccer's been great the last couple. These matches have been great. The
I got to
comebacks have
give
been
it
great.
credit. There have been
The
some games that have been
heart,
really
the soul, the
enthralling.
passion, just all of it.
Yeah,
It's I,
yeah.
it is it's warmed the soul of whatever sport does for me that makes me feel that way, that the Orioles and the Ravens often don't,
I get it.
like literally in
And
that way.
so you're telling me your friends at FIFA aren't giving you a Sunday pass?
Every time they put that criminal on who looks like Dr. Evil, the bald guy, he looks like he's out of central casting to be a scumbag that should be the bad guy in
He
a
won't
Die
give
Hard
you a
movie.
new a press pass to get into the finals?
I don't, no. I'm good. I'm going to have, listen, if the French are in, I'll eat croissant, you know, about
Yeah,
23rd
yeah.
Street, and I
I
got a
hear you.
place in Manhattan. If the
Yep.
Spaniards are in, I'm telling you, I got great tapas. If
There
the
you go.
British are in, I'm going to get some proper chips. And so I'm,
Fish
listen,
and chips.
in New York, you can find whatever you want, but the
Right.
World Cup final is only going
Yes.
to be in New York on one day ever, and that's
That's
Sunday.
right.
Bon Jovi's in town, and I got a cheap room. So
So
I'm
why not?
exercising, and you handle my money. So I'm ex
Bon Jovi,
exercising my
doesn't he
American
live
dream.
there? Doesn't he just live there
That's
right
over in
there?
Jersey. It's the same thing,
Right. So it's
of
so he
course.
could you don't think he's going to do the double? Is he going to be practicing all day?
Well, he's got to get rest his pipes so he can
Right,
sing
so he could
Bad
just hang
Medicine.
out at the finals and then take a cop car on over.
Some would say that would make him living on a prayer,
There
maybe.
you go. There you go.
All right. Leonard Raskin is here,
Someone say
Fad
the
Medicine.
Capitals are living on a prayer. They made some big trades. They got some,
They got a guy with hair that's more salty than yours who's going to play again this year.
and he's coming back for 22.
You're
For
excited about
22.
this, aren't you?
You know what's amazing? Okay, so we've talked about this, but let me wrap with this. The thing that's most incredible to me, not only is he the number one goal scorer regular season forever, he doesn't need too many more goals to surpass Gretzky's all-time goal list combined season and playoffs. But here's the real thing. He needs 152, I think is the number, hits to become the league's leading hitter of all time. I mean, he can just run into guys skating off the ice and get 152 hits. But could you imagine the leading goal scorer? Somebody would have told you, I think Gretzky has 10 hits in his career. The leading goal scorer in the history of the league is also the guy that leads historically the league in hits. It's ridiculous.
You know, on
And
our
he's.
next episode, when I bring you back, I'm going to ask you whether you really think Putin is the one behind this or not, letting him come back.
Were they drugging him so he can hit people? What
I
do you
don't
mean?
know. Not meant. I meant him playing. I meant him
Oh,
playing another year.
his
That's what I meant.
wife. He said it was all his wife and kids, and the team made some good trades. He likes what they look like, and his wife and kids said, "Let's go. Let's do this again. Let's win it."
All right. Well,
So, here we go.
Russian machine never break.
Never breaks. Broke a
Never
leg
breaks.
one time. He broke a leg. He was out like 4 weeks.
A week and a half. Absolutely. Leonard
Right.
Raskin is here. He broke a leg. He's back on the grid. You can find him at Raskin Globe. You can also find him at Baltimore Positive. Money, advice, summer. Don't look for him too much. He might be down in Delaware this week, tax-free, of course. And it's good to have you back on the grid. I'm glad you're feeling good,
Pleasure.
man.
Good to be here, man.
Leonard Raskin is here. World Cup is here. Orioles are off this week. We have everything's UK. This is all coming up fish and chips here this week with the British Open, as well as maybe the British
Right.
can get through this thing on Wednesday. We're going to find out. Some
It's
World Cup
tough.
soccer.
Tough.
Orioles, Ravens around the corner. Luke's at the beach. I'm at the All-Star game. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Sometimes it's sports, but right now it's Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.